This is 90.9 WBUR's Weekend Edition. I'm Sharon Brody. A five-year-old girl from Sudbury and a woman from Northborough are the two latest Massachusetts residents to contract Eastern equine encephalitis. Town officials in Sudbury say the girl is in critical condition. This summer, seven human cases of Triple E have been confirmed in Massachusetts, including a woman in Fairhaven who died from the mosquito-borne virus. The State Department of Public Health is warning residents in dozens of communities to protect themselves from mosquitoes. Dr. Paul Sachs is the medical director of the Division of Infectious Diseases at Brigham and Women's Hospital. Good morning, Dr. Sachs. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for inviting me.
Let's start with some sense of what we can control. What are the best ways to reduce risk of getting Triple E?
The best ways are to reduce your exposure to mosquitoes, because that's how Triple E is transmitted. So from the dusk period in particular until dawn, that's when mosquitoes feed. And during that time, to limit your outdoor activities, and especially in the areas that have been described as critical, and to use a good, approved insect repellent. The ones in particular that I recommend are those that contain DEET or picaridin, and they have been shown to actually keep mosquitoes away. Long sleeves, long pants, limit time outdoors.
Is there a difference in the timing that we would encounter mosquitoes that carry Triple E from encountering mosquitoes that don't carry Triple E?
August and into September is when typically we start to see cases. And as the temperature goes down, then our risk will go down. And in fact, after there start to be nighttime frosts, especially really deep frosts, then the risk goes away completely. So over the next couple of weeks, the risk should decrease, and that's what everyone is expecting.
How soon do people get sick after being bitten by a mosquito bearing Triple E?
Not everyone who contracts the infection gets sick. And one thing we've learned through multiple different infections, including back in the early 2000s, in particular West Nile, a different kind of brain infection, is that many people can contract this infection and have no symptoms at all. But for the small proportion of people who do contract the infection and get the disease, which is encephalitis, it usually occurs between 4 and 10 days after the exposure. And the onset of it would be, you know, initially kind of non-specific, feeling like fluish and headachy, and then as it becomes more severe, some of the more recognizable symptoms, which are the headache and the nausea and the change in their mental status.
Is there any understanding of why some people who are bitten by mosquitoes that carry Triple E will come down with the disease and others won't?
Well, in all infectious diseases, certain more susceptible populations are out there, in particular the elderly, older people, and very young people. But this infection, it's not as discriminatory in that way. And there are people who are completely healthy who do contract the disease, and it's not well understood why some get sick and some do not. But I want to emphasize the vast majority of the people who contract this virus, who come in contact with this virus, do not get sick. I think in some estimates it's as few as 2%.
If a person has Triple E, how are they treated? What's the protocol?
Well, the best care for Triple E is what's known as supportive care, which is that if a person who has a brain infection has encephalitis often can't care for themselves. So they're put into often intensive care. They're given intravenous fluids. They are given no specific antiviral therapy because, unfortunately, there is no specific treatment for this virus. And that's true about a lot of the encephalitis causes. The other thing that's important is that there are other causes of encephalitis that are potentially treatable, and so the evaluation will include checking for those treatable forms as well. But right now, there is no specific treatment. It's just supportive care. This is the kind of infection that unfortunately does not have a lot of research for antiviral therapy behind it, partially because it's so uncommon. So this is considered a fairly bad year we're having here in Massachusetts, and there are seven cases. There are some years where we have zero cases, so there's not a lot of ongoing research looking into antiviral therapy to treat Triple E.
Dr. Sachs, thank you.
You're welcome.
Dr. Paul Sachs is the medical director of the Division of Infectious Diseases at Brigham and Women's Hospital. This is 90.9 WBUR.